This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez. A legal fight in Colorado is at the center of the Supreme Court today. At issue is a website designer who says she doesn't want to create wedding sites for same-sex couples. Colorado officials say this is a violation of the state's public accommodations law. CPR's Allison Sherry reports the law bans businesses from discriminating against customers based on sexual orientation, their race, and other protected classes.
At issue will be whether she can convince the High Court that she is a creative enterprise and she deserves an exclusion on that public accommodations law for things that she creates.
That's CPR's Allison Sherry from the Supreme Court in Washington. A decision in the case isn't expected until the spring. Colorado's largest food bank is expanding a program that offers meals tailored to a client's culture. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Food Bank of the Rockies says it's preparing to grow its culturally responsive food initiative from 9 to 53 counties in Colorado and neighboring states. The effort focuses on giving out foods that are familiar to Hispanic, Black, and other historically underserved communities. Larae Peterson grabbed supplies at a recent event to make tamales for her family.
So that's my comfort food. And of course I love Thai food. And so yeah, I'm actually really excited now.
The food bank says new grant money will fund the expansion. It plans to incorporate the new foods at existing pantry locations. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
And you're listening to CPR News and KRCC.